3, 2, 1. Oh my God, that is cold.
Hi.
Welcome back to You Betcha Radio Podcast, the coldest podcast in all the Midwest. I'm Miles, You Betcha Guy, here with Squirrely Ryan. We are live in the Troy Escalade Jackson Podcast Memorial Podcast Studio. We are presented by Ice Mountain.
I am!
Ice Mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go.
And we're feeling good. Ryan, you seem to be ready to roll.
Oh, God.
This is actually
phenomenal.
This beer tastes phenomenal right now.
I don't know why.
I had a hankering for an ice cold beer, and like these are really cold.
Very. Like when we say OMG, that's cold, we mean it.
And we're being dead serious. You guys think I'm joking? I'm being serious.
I almost need a can cooler for my my hands getting cold.
My fingies are getting a little chilly willy.
Drinking gloves.
Can cooler.
It's about that time of year though. This is what I wanted, remember? Yeah. Cold outside, cold beer. It's just the best feeling in the world.
It's a good it's a good bridge between frozen concoction season and whiskey season. That's what it was.
There you go. Also, I have a bone to pick with one of the listeners.
Ooh.
Mm. Ryan went off on a listener this morning.
I did,
Double bogey show.
Come on, boy. Give it to us.
No, it's not a bad thing. So Anne made, I told her it was too early. She made soup already. She actually texted me. She's like, I know that you want it to be a little cooler out for chili, but can I make this soup? And I was like, what? Fine. The soup was great. It's spelled G-N-O-C.
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gnocchi. I didn't know how to pronounce it. I wasn't going to make an ass of myself. Mm-hmm. So she made a gnocchi soup.
Gnocchi fucks.
It was, as Ryan would say, un fuego.
Yeah.
It was great. Tasted great. And apparently on the Patreon, a rant about her white chicken chili that she makes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that sounds right.
You guys outed me to Anne, and Anne put up a story of us making the gnocchi, and then people responded to her and said, gonna need this recipe and your white chicken chili recipe. Miles was raving about it. So then Anne starts strutting around the house a little bit,
ooh,
like she's king chef all of a sudden. And of course, what ends up happening is Anne was like, so were you talking about my white chicken chili? And I was like, nope, I wasn't. And then she died laughing because she said the listener that told her about it also told her that if she asked me about it, I will deny it. And that is exactly what I did. And so,
nope,
guys. Anne's going to get a really big head. She's going to start even more power than she already has if we're constantly complimenting her.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So let's cool it. She made a great soup, but let's just tell her it was okay so she doesn't strut around the house anymore. Please.
Yeah. Someone has to make her recipe and then be like, yeah, you know, it was okay. Thanks for the recipe, though.
Yeah, recipe was not great, but
now people are going to flutter DMs. Like, Miles said your gnocchi soup was awesome.
Don't do that, guys.
Yeah, this ruins all your scoring.
I know.
Yeah,
I'm just losing points by the second.
Well, and the fact that I was on Patreon, too. Patreon's a safe space.
It was
for all of
us. It was supposed to be a safe space.
Yeah.
Not anymore, though.
Jared put out a teaser at Patreon of me dogging on my in-laws. Yeah.
He's denying it. Yeah. I love that.
Deny.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. To Jared's defense, I didn't even see the teaser.
I don't care if you see it, as long as they don't.
Yeah. But I feel like if I didn't see it, I'm on there probably way more than they are. And I didn't even see it. So
we'll find out.
That's not good if our posts aren't getting seen too, by the way, guys.
Yeah, we got
regardless. let's cool it on the and compliments. All right. Let's, if, can we make this a vault? Can we make this a safe zone? If I say something nice about Anne, word should not get back to her.
Yeah. Yeah. If he's going to say something nice about her, it'll be to her face.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't need to come third person.
Yeah. Well, no, you don't want to say stuff nice to their face, Ryan. That's just marriage 101. You don't want to be nice to each other. You want to keep score and you want to have leverage over the other person.
You say really mean shit to their face, and the second they leave the room, you're like, God, she is awesome.
I love
her.
She's
great. So hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
Gosh.
The second she comes back, I'm like, who said you could come back in here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you do something like that?
Go make
that
some of that
today?
Go make some of that mediocre soup of yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Gosh, she's so hot.
So, guys, don't out me anymore, please. I would appreciate that. The soup was good.
And
we had it. I'm not a big leftovers guy.
Really?
But we ate it two nights in a row, and it was amazing.
The gnocchi's, what's the difference between gnocchi, nefla, and just regular dumplings?
Oh, God, you're asking the wrong guy. That
might
question.
Be. I think there's Italian seasoning in gnocchi.
I do like, I fuck with nefla.
It's also the shapes, too, isn't it? A little bit. Yeah. The potatoes
different
are a little bit different.
Lumps.
Yeah.
I had soup yesterday for three different meals. One for lunch, one for a late lunch, early supper, and then one for supper. I had street corn soup, which is kind of like white chicken chili for lunch. I had homemade tomato soup for an early supper. And then for supper, I had potato soup with bacon in it.
Super.
So I think, I mean, in my house, it's definitely soup season.
You got some runny shits going on.
Yeah. They're not.
I don't think I want to weigh in on Ryan's shits.
What was the second one? I don't think I've ever had
homemade tomato soup.
I don't think I've ever had homemade tomato soup in my entire
life. Did
you
have grilled cheese with it?
No, I didn't. I didn't even have crackers with it either. It was just straight tomato soup. And it's actually pretty good. But I forgot the saltines,
was that here?
Grilled cheese. Yeah.
You should have put some, we had some Lay's originals. I think that'd be good in a soup.
Yeah. It's for me, it's got to be saltines. Mm.
Okay.
Maybe a little parm. But yeah, I didn't have any of that. So I just raw dogged it. Raw dog tomato soup, homemade.
Which is its own ordeal that we don't need to dive into. But raw dog and tomato soup is kind of a psycho move.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. Just to sit down and eat only a bowl of tomato soup seems insane to me.
Sounds like the name of a 90s punk band.
Yeah.
Raw dog and tomato soup.
Yeah.
I normally would not have done that, but I was that hungry.
Bowling for tomato soup.
And I didn't just want to take advantage of all the snacks that you buy for the employees. I don't want to eat a full meal out of there.
Okay.
That's
not true. That's so false. But all in all, whether we like it or not, apparently soup season's here, by the way. Little premature for my liking, but
it was
am I gonna turn down a good soup? No.
When we got here this morning, it was under 50 degrees.
It was.
So I think that almost makes it count, right?
I think it counts if you have soup for breakfast, because that's under, you're eating it under 50 degrees.
That's what cereal
is. So is breakfast soup just cereal?
That's a good point, Miles.
Is it just cereal for the soul?
Because cold soup is technically still soup, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you could heat up the cereal if you wanted.
Could. Warm milks. Actually, there might be a few cereals that warm.
Yeah, and hot cereal. Like
Cinnamon Toast
beans.
Crunch might be decent warm.
So why do we call it cereal, not just breakfast soup?
And then there's hot cereal too.
Yeah, like cream of wheat.
Yeah.
Cream of wheat's good.
Cocoa wheats.
Also, you just put a little extra milk in your oatmeal. That's pretty soupy.
You could get that very soupy. Interesting.
How can we call it oatmeal when it's just milk and oats? But when you take those oats and put them into a shape, then it's cereal.
I didn't know that that's only what oatmeal was. I've only done the packets with water.
Yeah, it's pretty much just oats and then you milk or water.
Well, I think it's like cornmeal. Like cornmeal has the same type of consistency as oatmeal. I don't think, I think the meal thing is, you're not interpreting the meal thing correctly.
It's oatmeal. It's oats.
What about cornmeal?
We're not talking about cornmeal.
No, I know, but I'm just saying things that end in meal.
Meal. So it'd be like a cereal meal is what we could call it.
Yeah, well, oatmeal is just milk and oats, and then cereal is just milk and oats turned into shapes.
But cornmeal is not just corn and milk.
What is it?
It's corn and meal.
It's corn and meal.
Thank you, Jared. Finally, a voice of reason.
So
could have weighed in way earlier.
Also, the difference between cereal and soup. Cereal's sweet. Soup is savory.
Mm. That is true. I mean, that's a great point.
Yeah. A salty cereal would be pretty gross.
Also, a sweet soup would be strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also maybe pretty good.
Maybe like squash. Yeah, I don't even know.
Squash soup is kind of sweet.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, a little bee sugar on
top.
We gotta,
you know what? Regardless of how this goes down, let's all try a salty cereal.
A sweet soup.
I think that's our next. We're an experiment podcast. We know that. And I think that's our next experiment. Salty cereal and sweet soup.
Yeah.
Sweet soup's actually a good name for a restaurant.
Yeah. And that we have that for breakfast, sweet soup.
Well, maybe sweet.
But you could spell it sweet as in like S-U-I-T-E, and then you eat the soup and it's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Big booths. Can eat soups and big booths.
Booths.
Soups and booths.
That's a soup booth.
And that would be the sweet soup.
Yeah. We could coop up and soup up.
Yep. We could call it the soup coop.
Yeah.
We could call it the sweet soup
we
coop.
Could
soup call- kid will never leave his
coop. Soup kid's afraid to leave his soup.
Yeah.
We could call our employees the soup troop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you could, they could go tell their friends and family they work at the soup kitchen.
Yeah, they got the scoop.
Because they be scooping that soup.
You get paid to work at the soup kitchen?
Yeah, it's not volunteering. I'm going to make a living somehow. Right. I volunteer at the soup kitchen on the weekends.
Yeah, you work the soup kitchen during the week and volunteer on the weekends.
Yeah, making more soup.
Lots of ladles involved with this person's life.
Yeah.
Fucking call him the ladle king. That's what they're going to call me by the end of fall if Ann keeps this rate of soup making up.
The one thing that
call me the ladle king.
You got enough ladles at your house? Maybe you need to stock up.
I know. I'm going to have to go to the ladle store.
Jesus.
Fucking ladle up, as they say in the industry. In the
culinary.
Community.
Yeah.
Ladle up, as they say in the soup community.
The one thing I do hate about leftover soup is it's so hard to get, so hard to warm up to a good temp.
Oh my God, the edges get burnt, but then the middle's cold. Why can't we figure that out?
Or it's just piping hot.
I mean, the real move would be pour the old stuff into like a pot again and reheat it on the stove.
So much extra instead work. Instead of the microwave. I'd rather bitch about the microwave than do all that work.
That's like putting cold pizza into the oven and preheating it to 400. Versus just eating it cold.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it took me like 4 minutes in the microwave to heat that soup up.
Yeah, and every minute you have to go in and start stirring again. It still doesn't, it's no, not consistent.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to fix that.
Me neither. For a different podcast. Yeah. We're just the experiment. We're not the engineering podcast. Yeah, you know?
we'll punt on that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll put that one on the back burner. All right, that's enough soup talk for one day. What do you got for us, Jared?
Danglin Wang asks, how many IOUs can you have before you have too many?
Question is, can you have an IOU on an IOU?
I owe you on that one. I owe you.
I think you can stack them. I mean, I don't know. I think it just counts as another IOU.
Is the question like
stack them?
Like, how many IOUs am I owed before I start getting annoyed?
Before someone's like, "All right, dude, no more IOUs."
Yeah.
Like, how many? Like, okay, in our world, how many golf balls do you have to borrow someone before you're like, "Okay, dude, you
gotta buy you a box.
You gotta go get your own."
I think that. I mean, if it's every week you're taking out IOUs, that's probably not good. That means that you're in a bad spot and you're on borrowed time. But if I say an IOU once a month, once every 2 months, I'd say it feels like a good frequency.
I mean, I feel like I'm the max I'll go on IOUs. I won't go more than two unpaid IOUs before stacking up a third.
Like, are we going just cash?
Anything. Like, yeah, okay. Like I say, I forget my wallet, you buy me lunch. I'm not letting that happen more than twice. sure. before I paid you back for those lunches.
Well, I also think it depends on what. Because lunch, if it's like, hey, you bought last time, I kind of got to buy this time.
Yeah.
And sometimes IOUs don't even hold up at all. Imagine if it came to be Friday and I said, hey, guys, I got an IOU on your paycheck this week. That ain't going to go for very long.
No.
You know? So I think it also is the context. But if it's like golf balls or maybe a couple beers at the, you know, I think that you can stack them on top of each other. Like a
less than
more.
20 bucks.
Yeah, it's got to be lower dollar amount. But if it's like, hey, can I borrow like a cool 10 grand? I owe you. I don't think you're going to be able to stack too many 10 grand IOUs on top of each other.
Right.
I guess it also depends on what circle you run in, but.
In the wrong circles.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the previous track record of this person as well. Like, have they borrowed from you in the past? What's the turnaround time on them paying you back?
What's their credit score?
What's the credit score? Is it under 500? Not great. Yeah.
Is there anything that you can put up as collateral? You know, you got to think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can owe me, but if you don't pay me back, I get your car.
Give me that wedding ring.
What the pinks? All up.
Yeah. Give me your pink slip. I'll hold it as collateral.
I mean, it also matters, too, how many times I've IOU'd you something. Like, if I'm giving you shit all the time, you better get me when I need it.
That's a great friendship. Yeah. There's a great friendship to have. And that's one where you are always borrowing to them and they're always borrowing to you. So there's never actually any repayment that goes on. It's just a constant back and forth. I borrow some golf balls from Ryan. Then I buy him a drink at the bar, vice versa, back and forth. I think that those are some of the best friendships you can have in the world.
I would agree. And you know mentally, like, if you were keeping score, what that score is at.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, Ryan invites me over for dinner. They're like, you don't need to bring anything, right? And they pay for the dinner and they cook it, whatever. Then they come over to our house and we do the same. It's not like a keeping score of, okay, well, you spent $12 bucks on the meat. So I got to pay Venmo you for half of the, you know, that's just, that's the worst.
Yeah. I do know people that do that. And it's like, what the fuck?
That's the worst.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
What happened to lending your neighbor a cup of sugar?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Hoping that one day they'll maybe come over and need two eggs.
And they can have it.
Well said, Ryan.
Yep.
So all in all, just don't be a fuck.
Yeah. That's
Ryan the wine guy asks, red or white wine?
Ryan, wine guy?
Well, he asked the question.
Oh, you're asking this to us?
Okay. Is that your other burner?
I think I'm
just in general, red or I mean it's situational.
Okay.
I think it's situational, but if it's like there's the situation is clean slate, you're not eating anything, and you have a choice between a red and a white. I'm choosing the red wine every single time.
Me too.
I'm a dry wine guy. I don't love a too sweet deal going on. Although I do like a buttery Chardonnay once in a while.
Ooh, buttery. Slippery almost.
Yeah, buzzwords.
Tannins.
Slick little buttery tanned up white wine.
Just slides right down your throat.
Yep. Grease up those windpipes of yours and send it on down.
Fuck, I don't even know why I brought this up, but I'm going to anyway. I did buy my wife some really nice wine glasses a couple years ago. And so each type of wine is designed to be drank out of a certain wine glass. And I will tell you, if you've never drank wine out of the proper glass that it's supposed to go in, i.e. the opening on the top and what part of the tongue it hits on when it comes out of the cup, you're fucking missing out.
Is it really that big of a difference?
It's a huge difference, dude. I'll bring them in. Ah, maybe not. They're expensive. You can come over and try it.
Okay.
Just drink it out of a regular glass or drink it out of the actual glass it's meant for, and it is a massive difference.
Okay. I pretty much, the only wine I really ever drink is like a sweet red or a red blend. So
because you're not drinking it out of the right glass.
I just, that's the only wine I like.
Yep.
So
yep.
I want, is there a right glass for that? Should I?
Well, it all depends. It's like Pinot Noir, Pinot Grigio, like the different styles.
Yeah. It straight up says red blend on the bottle.
It's got to be a type of wine. Like it's not just a red blend.
It's a type of wine. Is called red blend's a type of wine.
Can we look that up?
How can you be such a wine guy but also not be such a wine guy?
What do I type?
Just type in
red blend wine.
Or red blend wine. Red blend wine. Whoops. Wine.
What is a red blend wine?
So like a red
wine blend is any red wine that is not made with one specific variety.
Okay, so it blends
the wine blends too.
It's like a combo.
So it's not, yeah. Okay.
We don't know, Ryan.
Anyway, I don't have a glass for red blend.
Okay.
So I'm sorry.
Okay,
you
so,
can't come
so I'm anymore. Drinking out of the right
so
glass then.
If I'm reading Ryan right and what he's saying, that you are uncultured mm-hmm. swine and you should just drink it out of a paper cup.
Yep, I think and that's what I'm kicking up as well.
If you're drinking red blends, you might as well be drinking mm-hmm. out of a paper cup is what Ryan's saying.
Yep.
All right.
Moving on.
Alex Smith asks, could you use a chest freezer to do ice plunges in?
Yes.
I actually have a buddy that does that. I don't know why I have so many buddies that have cold plunges, but it sounds like I need to run in a different circle.
The Arctic circle.
But he's got like a chest freezer that he's filled up with water, and then he has like this thing he hangs over the side.
Chiller.
That keeps it a certain temperature for him. So every single day, it's just the right temperature for him.
So that he doesn't close the chest freezer?
No, he does.
No, he does.
Does it freeze? Or do you, nope. you have it like all the way down?
Well, it depends on what temperature you do it. Like you can set the temperature of the water.
Yeah.
I imagine that if you set it cold enough, like maybe the top layer would freeze over that you'd have to break through.
So I don't think that the freezer's actually not plugged in. It's the chiller that's controlling the temperature of the water.
Gotcha,
yeah.
Gotcha,
otherwise,
gotcha.
Yes, it would freeze.
I don't know how often he's got to change the water. But you think you'd want to change the water a decent amount.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't reuse my bath water ever, so.
No. It's
true.
God, that'd be gross.
It'd be nasty.
Mine started to get kind of scummy last weekend, so I had to change.
Get her cleaned out.
Yeah. It was fucking gross.
Ugh.
But it was also like it would sit. I mean, it would sit in 90 degree heat for 2 days, 3 days in a row before I changed it. The fuck, it was gross. Anyway,
put some chlorine in there.
I know I gotta start putting some chemicals. I don't think that would sit well with the vinyl though that the pod is made out of.
I'll be fine.
You could just not worry about it and just abandon cold plunges altogether.
It's kind of fun though.
Just take a cold shower.
I actually like it. Makes like the fact that you don't like them makes me want to do it more.
It's not that I don't like them. I just think it's overkill. You know, you're not a professional athlete by any means.
It's not for recovery. It's for mental clarity.
I know. Yeah, anyways, we don't need to get into this hole. I would do it. I just don't want to go through the work to do it.
Sure. Yeah. You can come over. You can come to
that
my
sounds
house.
Like work.
Use Ryan's cold plunge water.
Yeah. Well, I'm drinking out of his expensive ass wine glasses
in the cold plunge.
It's a big IOU.
That actually sounds kind of nice.
Because then it warms you up from the inside while the outside gets cold.
Yeah. Yep.
But then there's no way if these glasses are what I think they are, not a chance that Meg's letting those things outside.
No.
So
in the garage.
I'm gonna have to bring the cold plunge in the kitchen.
Then you owe Ryan a big IOU after that.
Yep.
Yeah. Wine and cold water.
I'm gonna find out what these wine glasses are and I'm gonna get the next step up. And I'm just going to bring them everywhere and just show that you don't have to be that paranoid about nice wine glasses. I'll travel with them.
You can try and get a set that's nicer, but there isn't.
Okay.
That's what he wants to do.
You can try, though. I also have a carrying case for mine in case they do need to leave the house. In case you need to fly with them.
It's like a hard case.
Usually if we go on vacation, we typically bring them.
As soon as
he goes
on vacation to Napa, he's going to bring his wine glasses with.
Yeah.
The valley, the best valley in the United States for wine doesn't have those nice glasses.
Not these ones. They don't. So BYOWG.
Yeah. Willie B. Hart again asks, fornicate, elope,
no.
Assassinate, burritos, tacos, nachos.
Nacho? Taco? Burrito?
Burritos, nachos, tacos?
Mm-hmm.
About burritos, nachos, tacos?
That's actually a very, very tough one. I like them all pretty equally.
I got mine.
Go ahead, Tyler.
I'm eloping with the burritos. I'm going to have to assassinate the taco, and I'm going to fornicate the nachos.
Mm. Yeah, I think you're right, Tyler.
Yeah.
I think you're wrong.
Me too.
Well, it's 2-2 now.
So I think I'm going to absolutely fornicate burritos.
Okay.
I'm going to elope tacos. That's
the right shape for that.
And I am going to assassinate nachos. I think nachos are somewhat of the low brow of the Mexican food. I think it's a reason why would it's agree. An appetizer and not as much of an entree.
Would agree.
If you have ever had a good taco, if you've ever had the fixings on it with the sauces and the little extra cabbage that they throw in there once in a while with the right cheeses and all of that, the hot sauce, a good taco just can't be beat. Because a burrito can be a lot sometimes. It's a lot going on.
That's what I want.
They don't get as fancy because burritos is about volume more than it is about just having a good taco.
Sounds like you haven't had a good burrito then.
Oh, my God.
That is true.
Or nachos.
You've never had a good nacho, dude.
I can't argue with either of those.
Never had a good nacho.
But, yeah, I think a well-done taco just can't be beat. It's all the right ratios.
Did you elope burritos?
Tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah, he fornicated the burrito.
Yeah, I would fornicate the burrito as well, and I would elope the tacos because I could eat tacos every single day of the week.
So we're split 50-50 here.
And exactly. Obviously, that means nachos being... the thing about nachos is the chips can get soggy so quick.
There's a lot of play with nachos. You can have some really bad nachos.
The thing that I like about nachos, specifically the appetizer variety, is it brings the people together.
Family style.
I know I'm not hardly ever having a whole plate of nachos solo.
Yeah.
But I am with the boys. We went to a happy hour, got a plate of nachos. We devoured that shit. It was great.
Yeah, but it's not about the nachos. It's the booze that brings you together. It's the margaritas that make you all feel as one. It's not the nachos.
You usually don't have the one without the other.
The nachos are just a sidekick to the margaritas.
It's the Robin.
Yeah. I suppose if you'd like to, you know, fornicate Robin, but I want Batman, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of trauma with Batman.
Yeah.
Pippin.
So.
Larsa.
Camel Toe asks.
They didn't even try. It's Camel Toe.
Yeah. Like a tow truck at the end. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Camel Toe.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You got to say it like that.
Camel Toe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You can't just say Camel Toe. You can't just say Rick's hard.
Yeah. You can't just say huge erection.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do better.
That's okay, Jared.
Would you rather spend the day reading or hiking?
Reading.
I'm hiking, dude.
I think
for
I
sure. Keep
hike too. Yeah.
I'm going to sit down and read all day. It's not his fault.
It's not. About reading, it's about not hiking. You know, like you could have put anything before. It could have been like, would you rather
do your taxes,
just give yourself paper cuts all day, or go hiking? I'm choosing paper cuts. You know.
Yeah, no, I completely get where you're coming from.
Yeah, just put anything in front of that, and I'm probably choosing that other than being murdered. I'll go on a hike, but basically going on a hike is the equivalent to getting murdered anyways. So
it's mentally murdering.
What about
that one's a wash.
What about going canoeing or going hiking?
canoeing.
Really? Yeah, what's the weather that day?
Canoeing, you at least can sit.
That's true.
If the weather's bad, I'd rather hike and then get stuck in the water with the waves, man.
Well,
Nowhere to hide.
I'm not canoeing in the whitewater raft. I'm not going whitewater rafting.
It doesn't matter if the weather's bad. There's still waves in the water.
I know, but...
The rapids are the rapids regardless of the weather.
Yeah,
I know what you're saying, Todd.
I know, but hiking.
Jared, we're going hiking for sure.
How much you guys like hiking? I'm like wondering if you've ever even been hiking. Just walking elevated.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I'd rather do that and read because I can't read all day. I could read for like an hour, but
you can't read.
Yeah,
or tie your shoes.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Good gosh,
bunch of gibberish.
Huh. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Austin asks, what's this?
Is it Austin?
Straight Austin.
Okay.
Austin asks is his name.
Austin, period, asks, what's the statute of limitations for giving back a weed whacker a friend lent you 5 years ago?
It's your weed whacker.
Do I own it now?
Yeah, it's yours.
Yeah, I would hope your friend has a brand new one, though, that you put on his front step with a bow on it.
Well, question is what does this other guy's lawn look like? He hasn't weed whacked in 5 years. Was he out there with the scissors?
He just took Roundup and sprayed right around everything you'd have to weed whack.
Yeah, he just put a rock bed around his entire fence. Yep. Smart. But that, yeah.
Yeah, you own that shit.
Harry Beaver asks, if your life had a theme song, what
is
would
it? Harry B. Eaver?
Harry space Beaver. Harry Beaver.
Hair E.
No.
BV.
Two words. Harry Beaver. Beaver.
Okay.
Yep. If your life had a theme song, what would it be? Maybe Life's a Highway.
A good one, Jared.
Don't blink.
I mean, that's pretty up there.
We're taking all the good ones.
I don't want to waste this. You know,
gotta thread the needle.
Living on a Prayer.
That's a good one.
Need some inspo.
I think maybe Billy's Got His Beer Goggles On.
It's a good one.
Be a good one.
80 miles from Santa Fe.
Yep, Santa Fe. I think it's Park Hill by the Lake.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Whoops.
It's a tough one. Life motto, you said? Life motto as a song?
Oh.
What's the question?
If your life had a theme song, what would it be?
Oh, okay.
Life's a dance. You learn as you go.
Maybe Fat Bottom Girls. That might be mine.
Maybe Get Low by Little John.
Yeah. Well, and the East Side Boys. Don't forget. They're always forgotten.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Cha-Cha Slide because this is a simulation and I'm just doing what I'm coded to anyway.
Oh, my God.
Deep.
That's
okay. That was well thought through.
Thank you.
I also think, yeah. My life, probably Fat Bottom Girls. More so what I'd like to be, maybe Kokomo. Mm. You know, I'd love to have that Kokomo state of mind.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
they're basically the same song.
We're recording this at 2 o'clock on a Tuesday. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, though. You guys are drinking.
That is true.
That's another good one. Yeah.
So, I think Ryan's is probably Thunderstruck. Or...
any Five Finger Death Punch
let
song.
The bodies hit the floor.
I can get on board with that.
I could see any song by Hollywood Undead.
Yeah, Avenged Sevenfold.
Yep.
I've never listened to any of those artists or groups.
I think you'd love them.
No, I know. I should start. It's situational though. Sometimes I'm looking to chill. Sometimes I'm looking to
skillet.
Put bodies.
Just
on the
floor. Make a fucking pick already. What would it be?
Be Avenged Sevenfold, apparently. I don't know. I'm not. I don't know song names really.
Are you do Skillet? I feel like a monster. That's a good one.
I feel. How does that go?
Sing it, Jared.
I don't remember.
Actually, I'm gonna change mine to "I'm Just a Kid" by Simple Plan.
That's a good one.
I'm just a kid, and life is a nightmare. Fuck you, Dad.
Nice.
All right, next question, Jared.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay.
Jared wants us to take a break, even though we're having fun.
Well, he could tell how exhausted we were after that last one. Break time. Yeah. Halftime.
I am
Ice Mountain.
Guys, if you would like to also be an I Am supporter as Ryan and I are, you got to go to the Ice Mountain store and get some Ice Mountain. It'll keep you wet. It'll keep you hydrated. And there's just not much better than getting refueled with a little Ice Mountain. I'm about to do that right now.
Yeah. If you are wet for more than 4 hours, don't need to consult a doctor. It's exactly what's supposed to happen.
Grab another Ice Mountain.
Grab another Ice Mountain.
If you're wet for less than 4 hours, talk to your doctor.
Yeah, because then we have issues.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something I would like to do is I'd like to drink Ice Mountain out of one of Ryan's fancy wine glasses.
Oh.
I bet that would hit different.
It would hit different because it would hit a different part of your tongue, which may... you may experience a different taste, a better taste.
You know what a perfect little afternoon or morning would be?
What's that?
A little cold plunge in some Ice Mountain, followed up by some Ice Mountain espresso, followed up by some Ice Mountain from Ryan's fancy glasses.
Mm. And Ice Mountain in your waterbed when you go to sleep.
Yeah.
That's a full day.
Yeah. The only way you can get
Jimmy
out of the
Jimmy V said that. He said, if you plunge in Ice Mountain, if you have espresso with the base of Ice Mountain, and you drink Ice Mountain out of a fancy wine glass, it's a full day.
It's a wet day.
It's a full wet day.
And if you sleep on Ice Mountain.
No, don't sleep on Ice Mountain, actually.
But
do not make a water bed with Ice Mountain, because we don't want you to sleep on Ice Mountain.
But that would be a full night.
That would be a full night, but don't sleep on Ice Mountain.
No.
You can rest on it, though.
I wouldn't even do that.
I would wake up on it.
Mm.
So that means you.
Yeah, don't sleep on Ice Mountain, but wake up on it. So, guys, go to icemountainwater.com. Buy it.
And get wet.
I am
Ice Mountain.
Ad reads over, Ryan. Okay, guys, we are currently looking at the Mossberg website. We're looking at the Patriot LR tactical gun. I have to have one of those.
It is pretty sweet.
Can we get our hands on these?
I'll get on the horn, talk to Mossberg.
I mean, this looks like maybe the coolest gun that they own, that they have.
It does look badass.
Keep going down.
What caliber is it coming?
Oh my God. Bolt action on there.
That sand dune color is sexy.
The tripod on the stock.
Well, it's a bipod, but.
Sorry.
Yeah, guys, you guys gotta check out this new gun. Oh my God.
6.5 Creedmoor, 6.5 PRC, and 308 Win Mag.
My Lord, you guys gotta go to Mossberg.com right now and check out this new Mossberg Patriot LR tactical gun.
It's got the pistol grip too. The pistol grip is sweet.
I would. Oh my God. I don't know what else you want me to say. I now have a new hobby. And that's shooting the Patriot LR tactical gun. I just unlocked a new hobby. So we're going to have to go to the range. We're going to shoot our shotguns. We're going to shoot our pistols. And we're going to pull out the Patriot LR tactical. Patriot is trademarked too, by the way, guys. So don't try and get away with that.
Yeah.
Don't even think about putting Patriot on a gun. Mossberg's got that shit locked down.
Sexy.
I mean, that's what I would look like too. Look how focused that guy is.
Yeah. Yeah. Shades on and everything.
So, guys,
get tactical.
Go to Mossberg.com and be careful, because you go to that website and you look at this gun, let's just say you might have some movement. And I'm not talking about your trigger finger either.
You may be pitching a tent.
Yeah.
At elk and deer camp.
You might be at deer camp when you go to Mossberg.com pitching a tent, looking at the new Patriot LR tactical.
Yeah. Maybe pitching more than one tent.
I don't know.
The one you sleep in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Camp tent, pant tent.
Camp tent, pant tent.
Whatever you do, don't sleep on this gun, though.
No. Sleep, you can sleep with it.
That's actually an official Mossberg statement. Do not sleep on their guns.
Correct. You can sleep with it. Don't sleep on it, though.
Yeah. But also, yeah.
Don't. Yeah, make sure it's not too close.
Or loaded.
Yeah.
Wake up with Mossberg.
Go to Mossberg.com. Ryan.
Go on.
You're looking a little sleepy.
Really?
Oh, my God. You look like you haven't slept in a week.
I'm glad you said something. Yeah. I could really use a boost.
You got bags under your eyes. Your mood is bad.
Yeah.
It looks like you haven't shaved in a month.
Days.
Your demeanor is lackadaisical.
Lackadaisy.
Lackadaisical. And honestly, you look like you could go on a Holly run.
Maybe that's what I'm missing.
Yeah. So, Ryan, why don't you right now, go get in the car. Okay. Get the fuck out of here. Go to Holiday gas stations, and you got to take advantage of their new energy drink deal. What is it?
Energy drink deal?
Buy any two 16-ounce energy drink varieties and get one free. Fast Twitch, Rockstar, and Mountain Dew Energy.
Is Fast Twitch Rockstar or is
Gatorade?
Yeah,
it's the new Gatorade.
I actually tried it and it's pretty good. So you're going to need to go to Holiday. You do not even think about passing gas.
Okay. Yep. Nope.
Suck that baby back in. Turn on into Holiday gas stations. Go get the energy drink deal. Buy two, get one free. You're going to have three of them.
Yeah.
Don't drink them all at once.
I will. Well, maybe.
Well, we don't want to Holiday. We're not condone drinking that much caffeine in one sitting.
I'm going to go get me an ED deal.
Energy drink deal.
I thought you were talking about Adderall again.
Yeah. No.
No, we're talking ED.
Hey, Ryan's got ED. Energy deficiency. So you guys are also suffering from ED, much like Ryan is right now. Turn on into Holiday gas stations and take advantage of their ED deal.
No. I think if you actually have ED as well, they probably may have something in the pharmaceutical section that could help you.
Can't confirm nor deny.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we don't.
I would not know anything about that.
I've never been in that section looking for anything like that.
And it's not an official Holiday statement, too, by the way. That's just Ryan. So all of our EDers out there, you got a little energy deficiency, go to Holiday. They'll help you out.
All of our EDs.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Ryan, now that you've eliminated your ED, you can get it. You look better.
So gone.
You finally don't look like a POS.
Shit.
Yeah. Jared, what do you got?
Wilma Hogfit asks.
You got to say it. What's her name?
Wilma Hogfit.
Oh, Wilma.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
I thought it was Will.
You said Will my hog fit. Basically.
If you won the lottery and could only buy things.
You know what, guys? I already won the lottery. I got you guys.
Aww. You got good soup at home.
I use the same line around Anne anytime anyone talks lottery talk.
Yeah, don't tell her that, though. Don't tell her
that. Don't tell her I said that, though. That would be disastrous for me.
If you won the lottery. It can only buy things that start with the first letter of your first name. What would you buy?
More money.
That works. Yeah.
I would buy tons of money.
Oh, yeah.
No, that you got to be the thing has to be the. Only buy stuff.
Wow. I got it. I got the best answer. Time.
That's phenomenal.
I can't argue with that. Well, all right, we're all playing for number two here. I'd probably buy a museum. I probably also would buy a mosaic of some sort. I would buy a mezzanine. I would buy a motorboat.
Marbles.
I also would buy a motor carriage.
Motor home?
Car?
Motor home.
Okay.
I would buy motor oil.
Mansion.
I would buy a mansion. I'd buy music. I'd buy all the music. I would you know, I'd be hitting $1.69 on iTunes over and over again.
McDonald's,
definitely.
It's a franchise. You'd buy the whole thing.
Yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. Ryan, what about you?
I'd probably buy a Rari.
Rari.
Because Fetty Wap said, I have a Glock in my Rari.
Mm-hmm.
So that counts.
Yeah. So you buy Fetty Wap's Ferrari.
No, I would buy my own Rari. probably a red one.
Nice red Rari.
You could put red in front of anything and it counts for
that's
you.
That's true.
Yeah.
I could buy everything maroon.
Yeah. I can buy everything teal.
You could buy maroon 5.
Yeah. I would buy maroon 5. That's all you got? It's a Rari?
Can you guys help give me some options? It's not easy.
I just
raise your scooter?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, but I want to buy something really nice. There we go.
You could buy
something really nice.
You could buy the entire city of Rome.
An RV?
Isn't Rome a country?
I could buy Raider Stadium.
Isn't Rome a country?
I go.
Hey, Jared, isn't Rome a country?
No, it's in Italy.
It's in Italy.
Or is Vatican City a country?
Vatican is in Rome.
It's like a city state like DC.
Yeah.
Google it.
Same church,
Rome's
different state.
Big city.
Yeah.
Is Rome a country?
Well, you could buy Rome, so.
I could buy Rutgers University.
You could.
Sorry, go to Vatican City.
That's a country.
Vatican City is a country.
But it says city in the name.
Is Vatican City a country?
Smallest country in the world. Suck my dick.
Who?
Whoever doubted me.
Jesus Christ.
Goes out to all my doubters.
Yeah.
Apparently, you got.
You've gotten Razor Scooter and a Rari.
I also said Rutgers.
Rutgers University and Raider Stadium.
It's not. You can't buy Raider Stadium.
Why?
Because it's a Legion Stadium.
Also,
buy the Raiders.
Yeah.
I would probably buy the Rainforest Cafe.
That's a good one.
That's a great restaurant in Mall of America if you've ever been. Biggest mall in the United States.
Bigger than the Vatican.
God, what's something really fucking cool?
You could buy
race car.
You could buy a ranch.
Yeah.
I'd probably buy a huge rental home.
All of the red wine.
Yeah.
Well, red is
my
so,
rental home.
Red's more so an adjective for wine, so no, I'm out on that.
Okay. I'd buy the movie rights to Risky Business. If I was Ryan. And
then you could collect all the royalties.
Yeah. All the royalties in the world.
Yeah.
You also could buy royalty.
Yep.
That's
kind of how they did it.
That's it. You'll buy royalty.
Royalty and royalties is all a guy needs in life.
Yeah.
And time.
Mm-hmm.
Next question, Jared.
I'd probably be jet ski and jacuzzis.
What about the New York Jets? Would you buy a jet?
Yeah, I'd buy a jet.
I think it would be fitting for you to buy the jeweler's store, Jared.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's a layup.
Yeah. But then you'd have to rename it. You have to rebrand it into Jerrod.
Yeah. And I think I have enough money to rebrand it.
Yeah. Enough diamonds.
You'd have to buy the rebrand from Ryan, though.
I would own the rebrand.
Yeah, you would. Yep. Yep.
He owns all the royalties on the rebrand.
He owns all the rebrand stores.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan's burner account asks, would you rather only be able to use landline phones to talk to people or only be able to talk to people via MSN Messenger on dial-up service?
Great question by me.
I think I want to go landline.
Yeah.
I think it's easy answer. Landline.
So easy.
Like, now that it's become kind of a novelty to have a landline, I think it's like kind of dope to hold like an old phone set. I feel like I'm in an old movie.
Yeah.
You know?
You think they'll make a comeback?
I'm sure that they'll come up with a smartphone that just looks like an old rotary phone handle.
Well, the Razor came back, so.
Yeah, the flip phone.
Yep. I mean, if it the dial-up thing, if there was no dial-up and it was just MSN Messenger, I would go that because I could still use my phone. But dial-up just means I'm also at home still.
Yeah.
I think I'd go landline. I think I'd go mm-hmm. that move. Nothing's cooler than making business deals on a landline.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then I mean? If it doesn't go through, you just fucking slam it back on the receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The hanging up is way cooler with a landline than it is on a smartphone.
And if it's really old school, you and you could be talking to your crush and like twirling the cord in your finger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, recorded. Yeah.
No, it's nothing's cooler than walking around with the phone, like holding the actual set with the long cord that goes into the wall. Doing one of those and just carrying it. Anyone who does that in a movie looks so cool. And it looks like they're like really talking business.
They're getting shit done.
Plus, they had landlines on Wolf of Wall Street, which was cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great movie.
So I think that's a layup of a question.
Start dialing.
Yeah, pick up the phone and start dialing.
Hugh G. Rection asks.
There you go.
Hugh. Huey.
How do you get out of a wedding in the fall when you don't have any leverage with the old ball and chain?
That's your first mistake. You got to get leverage somehow.
It's your first mistake. You got ball and chain. You got to get rid of it. You got to file for a divorce ASAP.
Number one, divorce.
Yeah.
Two,
just
you got to get on the landline. You got to start getting on the trading block.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start offering other things that she doesn't have to do.
Yeah. If she's your ball and chain and you have... You, what did you call it? What, the trading block?
Yep.
You have billions of dollars on the line. You don't have to go anywhere.
No.
You're making money for the family.
You got a Glock in your Rari.
Yep.
He's trying to work that in now.
I mean, it's only the first time.
Probably played in his car today. Now he can't stop.
came up on his shuffle on his phone.
You do that. Like, we'd go on our way to a breakfast ball shoot. Whatever song was playing, you'd sing it the whole round.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, it's creature habit.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, you got to start thinking about, hey, what are you two required to do together that she doesn't want to do? And then you just start bartering. You start, hey, I'll give you this. You don't limit. I don't got to go to this wedding. And then also just say you got to work.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say,
as always.
I was going to say you could pull the work card because that always works. You could also just get like a weekend gig. Where you get to pick the weekends you want to work, and those weekends being the ones.
Yep.
Start your own business and then choose your own schedule.
Yeah.
And then only schedule yourself during shit you don't want to do.
Yeah, that would go over good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then when she's like, oh, why can't you get work? I'm like, oh, boss is being a dick.
Yep. Bartending gig is always good too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Or just tell her you have a bartending gig.
Just go to the bar.
So she checks your location. You're there.
That is maybe the move.
Yeah. Hopefully you win it big on blackjack so she thinks you got tipped out.
No, first lose all your money on blackjack and so then you have to get a second job.
Mm.
But then when you go, say you're bartending, mm-hmm. making money, but then you just play more blackjack to try and win that money back.
Yep. Mm. And just keep doing it over and over and make sure you hide it.
Then she's like, you work at four different bars in 8 hours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All traveling bartender. People.
And then if you always just say, like, everything I do is for you. Everything I do is for my family.
Yeah.
Deflect.
Yeah. Just like, I want to put food on the table. And she's like, honey, we both make decent salaries. Just be like... But you never know when the next famine may come about.
Yeah.
You got to stock up.
Next potato famine.
Depression coming.
Yeah. So I think all those are good options. But I really, really, really like the idea of saying you're a bartender and just going to a bar.
I mean, if you go there enough, eventually they'll let you just grab your own beers from behind the bar and you're technically tending it.
Yeah. You could just wait on a few tables too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Take some orders. Get some tips, and before you know it, you're actually bartending.
All you gotta do is just get an apron and then have someone like that you know shows up to the bar, take a Snapchat of you walking around with an apron on, and there's no way.
And then a towel over the shoulder.
Yep.
Towel over shoulder, little notebook, notepad.
And then when she's like, you gotta work this weekend, and you're like, well, it depends. What do we got going on? Towel over shoulder, apron move. Way to go.
Maybe throw on a fucking chef's hat.
Yeah. And then if her event gets canceled and she shows up to the bar to make sure, you just say hi to her immediately and then be like, all right, they got me on toilet duty. And then you're just going to have to wait it out in the bathroom.
Make sure you bring your phone.
Yeah. You're going to be on that toilet. Your legs are going to fall asleep hard.
It's fucking deadly in here. Honey, you got to go. This toilet could blow up.
Or you just walk out of the back door and just go home or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
To a different bar.
Yeah, go to your next shift. Yeah. Fucking nomadic bartender.
Ah, sorry, left out the back. My other shift started 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, fuck, I was already late. Forgot I had that shift today, too.
Just by luck.
You're like, I had to go home and shit. And she's like, you were in the bathroom. Like, no, it was out of order. I couldn't.
The toilet was broken.
Yeah, that's why I was in there for so long, and they couldn't fix it. And then I had to go to the bathroom, so I had to go home.
Then you have to, like, break the toilet.
Yeah. That's why I always keep a few firecrackers in my pocket. Waterproof one, drop it in the toilet bowl. It'll break that ceramic in no time. Only reason why I know that is a kid did that in elementary, in middle school.
Actually, really? I've always wondered like if it really works.
They'd go to like juvie for
well,
that.
There's now, a lot of, you know, paying under the table.
Politics.
No, a kid lit off a firecracker in the toilet and the toilet bowl just fell off.
So it's legit that it works.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I always wondered if that was true. Didn't have the balls to try it.
Me neither.
You got the balls because the toilet blew up while you were sitting on it. Yeah, anyway.
Next question, Stretch. Jared.
Liam Burgess asks, what feels better when a stranger, like the person at the cash register, calls you? What feels better when a stranger, like the person at the cash register? This is really confusing.
I understand now why you don't want to read all day.
Yeah.
Why you want to hike. I get that now. You'd be reading the same line for 8 hours straight.
Do they improper use of commas?
There was zero use of commas.
Let's paraphrase. You get the gist.
So what do you like it when the cash register? Out of these three, what do you like when the cash register calls you by these names? Chief, boss, or boss man?
Like boss is a no go for me.
What about honey coming from a female?
No. They call me chief. I feel like there's some animosity behind
that.
Yeah,
fuck, you're right. Like, chief is no go.
Yeah.
What if they call you Chief Keefe?
At the dispensary.
Here you go, Chief Keefe.
That's a good one.
Have a good day.
Boss man's the best. It's completely innocent to call someone boss man, I feel like.
There's never been an instance where someone's posturing up in a fight, kind of peacocking, and be like, let's fucking do this, boss man. But people will call you boss and chief when they're trying to get under your skin.
Yeah. Chief's definitely the worst. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would agree with that.
I think I like chief the most.
Chief can be endearing when said the right way. But
what if they call you buddy?
Buddy. Yeah.
What if you're a fireman? What if you're a fireman and they call you chief? That seems like that would be kind of nice.
Yeah, but they could also say it like smart ass employees. Okay, chief.
Yeah, yeah, I see where you're coming from. Yeah.
It's a big tone thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was the question? What do we prefer?
Yeah, I'm not reading
probably
it.
Boss man.
I kind of like honey.
Not an option.
Put that one in there. What was the actual question though?
Chief, boss, or boss man?
What want you to read the question word for word, okay. Jared.
What feels better when a stranger, like the person at the cash register, calls you it? Chief, boss, or boss man?
Liam, we got to start working on our English.
Throw that question to the ChatGPT, have it rework it for you, and then spit it out the other end. Have someone proofread you before we're send on these.
Because the cash register is not calling me anything.
The person behind
the cash register. Exactly, but it's not saying that. It's saying No. It says, what do you
reread
like when
the question
cash
again,
register
Jared.
Calls you?
What feels better when a stranger, like the person at the cash register, calls you it?
Calls you it.
I couldn't process
it. It was just the sentence structure is really bad.
Really bad.
Yeah. Calls you it.
Anyways.
Okay.
Chief, boss, or boss man, Ryan?
Boss Man.
Yeah.
Or Honey.
Yeah, that's not an option. Yeah, would you rather be called Sweetie, Honey, or Babe?
I think it'd be weird if a stranger called me Babe.
Yeah.
In the South, they say Sweetie a lot.
Yeah.
Sugar.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going with Honey. Hun's another popular one. More so like old ladies at the diner who are waiting on your table.
What can I get for you, hun?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that one.
Yep.
Ulick Mahiney asks.
Ulick.
If you had to pick one area of surgery to do for a job, what would it be and why?
I'm picking the least risk because I feel like I'm not going to do a good job.
Do it.
You gonna pick vagina?
No. I don't think
people... vagina surgery.
Breast augmentation.
Boobs.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
And why?
That's a lot of cushion. I mean,
I think
self-explanatory.
Yeah. I don't need to explain that any further.
I think I'd rather be like a toe surgeon, just so then it's like you can cut off a toe. And you can just be fine. Whereas like your fingers, you use those for more things. Mm-hmm. If you cut off a big toe, it's not that big of a deal.
Big for balance, though. Big toe is very important for balance.
I mean, pinky toe then.
Are we going into this? Are we going into this with training? Or we have to be a surgeon right now with our knowledge?
Probably right now.
Fuck. I was going to say, brain surgeons make the most money.
We all agree that being a boob surgeon would be the best, mm-hmm. besides that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Butt lifts.
BBLs.
Yeah.
Brazilian buttocks lift.
Mm-hmm.
Just a creepy surgeon.
All right. You guys have a super relaxed office. Got a lot of sports memorabilia in your office, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe on Fridays you wear Hawaiian shirts.
No, they're not open on Fridays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Tuesday to Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah, we don't have a casual any day. We just have business Mondays.
Yeah.
And the nurses are not wearing scrubs. They're wearing skirts at Ryan's practice.
Banker hours.
Yeah. I mean, businesses has to be booming in a place like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you accept credit cards.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lou Sassel asks, you're in 1,100 square foot room. How many 8-year-olds do you think you can take out before they take you down?
8-year-olds is a tricky age. Mm-hmm. Because they're starting to develop some muscular mass at this point.
And they're fucking savages.
And, yeah, I mean, it's also, if it's a room of Dylan's, you got no shot.
Mm-hmm. You get three, maybe.
Two.
Three Dylan's? Tough.
They never said Dylan's, though.
I know, but we're using that now.
Three I could handle no problem. Five I could handle no problem. 10, though? I think 10 is tough because even if you kind of cut the room in half or doing like a helicopter type of motion with your fists.
That's what I was going to say. You do the helicopter, it's game over.
Well, I think the move has got to be when the first wave comes out, you find the smallest one and use it as a weapon.
Yeah,
that's good.
I think I could do 10, but that might be my limit because essentially you find the... You find the toughest ones and you eliminate them first, because if a little scrawny Ryan jumps on your back, you're fine. You can carry him for a while, you know.
I wasn't scrawny as an 8-year-old.
Yeah, you were.
I was not.
You had to have been.
I wasn't, dude. I was 125 pounds in like fourth grade.
You were pudgy?
Yeah. I wore Husky jeans.
Me too.
So...
I would like proof.
Okay. I'll show you a photo.
Okay. Yeah, I think 10 would be my limit.
I think you guys aren't realizing how weak 8-year-olds are.
That's just 10's a lot. Like you're trying to
fight. But I think you could just run straight through all of them, knock at least five of them down, and then you just deal with the other five until
Ryan,
those-
Let me take them out. Ryan, here. Let me reframe this for you. Have you seen the guy on TikTok who does the see how many blank it takes to hold me? And he starts, he does,
yeah, I think so.
He does plastic hangers. And he's got a pole and he goes and he obviously one plastic hanger can't hold him. But when he gets up to like 30 hangers that actually hold him in the air, it's the same thing with 8 year olds. 1 8-year old, no problem. 3, no problem. 5, 10, you said, start to think there's a lot going on.
5.
It's just like you can't take them all out. You'll have 2 on your legs, 1 on your back. Then they start catching onto your arms, hanging on you. Like,
you don't need to take all of them out at one time, though. If you take 4 of them out, you only have 6 left.
They're all coming after you.
But you have to take 4 out while the other 6 are attacking you.
Yeah.
I don't like.
And think, let's say the average 8-year old is what, 100 pounds? 80 pounds?
80, give or take.
80, yeah.
Think of having 6 80 pound bags of sand on top of you.
But they're not all going to be on top of you at the same time.
They could.
Because.
Have you ever heard of a dog pile before?
If you can't take one of them out by the time all 8 get or all 10 get to you, then I think it, like you're just weak minded.
So how many you could do 10 easily then is what you're saying?
I think so.
How many could you do then?
I would say 20 would be.
Oh my god, that's so many 8-year olds.
And if it's 11, so it's also 1,100 square feet, which is like my the size of my
basement.
Versus
an entire classroom of 8-year olds, and you're winning.
With 1,100 square feet, which neither of you guys were taking into consideration. Absolutely.
So this room is like a 16 by 20. What's 16 times 20?
I'll do it.
3. Oh, 1,100 is, yeah, way bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, I could probably do more than 10 then.
320. So this room's 320 square feet.
So it'd be like 3 of these rooms.
Like the upstairs, yeah, almost.
Okay, then I could do more than, I could do 20.
320 times 3.
I was thinking a room like this size.
I think I would go on an emotional route, appeal to them, tell them I'll buy them Minecraft bucks or whatever the fuck they're doing. Yeah.
If they came after me, I'd beat the fuck like, out of all of them.
Your dad's never coming back, stuff like that.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, all right, you guys fight each other. Winner gets $50.
That or like, hey, Dylan said that he could beat the shit out of you. Is that true? Mm-hmm. And then be, no. Well, prove it. And then you got a ring circle going around. Yeah. And then you just walk behind and snap everyone's neck while they're watching.
Yeah.
Snapping necks on 8-year olds is an underrated move.
Yeah. And cashing checks afterwards.
Yeah. Snapping. Yeah. Is there money on the line? Because that also is a motivating factor. What do I get if I win?
Well, you don't ever get money again if you die.
That's true. That is true.
Yeah, I mean,
if it's 1,100 square feet, that's a lot of square feet.
Yeah, that was part.
I think I could take 20, because then I just am constantly moving.
I could probably take 25 then.
I think I take the 1,100 square feet. I convince these kids to follow me, and I start my own sweatshop. So unlimited kids.
Well, that wasn't the question.
I could take all.
The question wasn't if you had 8-year olds and 1,100 square feet, what business could you start? That's not the question.
It's how many could I take out? I could take them all out by working them to the bone.
Okay. All right.
It's a slow burn.
Mm-hmm.
25 to 30.
I think what I would have to do is I'd have to stack some tables on top of each other, get on the top. And then it's you don't have to fight them all at once because they would have to climb over each other to get up there. And then it's just fighting one at one time.
King of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'd go the king of the hill approach.
Yeah, I mean.
You got to grab the tables and stack them.
You could just start throwing kids through the drywall.
Yep. Get them stuck in the drywall.
They wiggle their feet.
And then you can worry about snapping necks later.
Yeah. Or you just run full speed with both your arms out and clothesline all of them. Because again. These kids are not going to, they're not going to be able to take
that. That is true. Picking up an 8-year old and chucking them at other 8-year olds is
no, you just grab
like a bowling pin type
of. Yeah.
No, you just grab one by the ankles and spin in circles.
That too.
Dizzy though.
Yeah. Well, every true. Once in a while you change
No,
direction.
You go like this and you go, you stay in one spot.
Yeah.
It's like a lasso.
So yeah, at least 35.
Is there like a fire extinguisher I can rip off the wall in this room? Because that also weighs into it.
Yeah, I think it's just, let's just say, yeah, a normal 11.
Can I rip the antenna off of old tube TV?
Yeah.
Is he fencing them now? Yeah.
Well, yeah. I think I can do 20 in an 1,100 square foot room.
Yeah, I don't think 40 is out of the question.
Keep going up.
Well, I feel like once you get past 20, it's like, you know, you if you could do 30, you could do 100.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, 100%. It's like the bell curve, you know? It's like,
yep.
20 is the peak, and then it's just all easy after that.
It's like two kids, from what I've heard, is harder than three.
Yeah.
So you might as well just have like three.
Parenting.
or like dogs.
Yeah, there's a difference between four kids and eight. You know what I mean?
Because the oldest four just take care of the youngest four.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a village.
Plus, we're not also thinking about, I think the real tactic here is you're going to need to dispose of one right away because of the emotional trauma that's about to happen to these 8-year-olds.
Yeah.
They see fucking Billy with a snap neck laying on the ground. They're going to think twice.
Yeah. They're gonna try and keep their distance. Game plan around. It doesn't matter by that time when they're game planning. It's
you need a tone setter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Front kick right to the chest.
Yes.
Oh, and it literally splits to their face.
It literally splits all 30 of them, all 55 of them down the middle like the Dead Sea.
Like bowling pins.
Imagine just flying through the group of 55 8-year-olds.
Now, I will have to say, if they do get a hold of your limbs, though, you're kind of screwed.
Yes.
Because I have three nieces and nephews, and I've had them each on each leg and another one grabbing my arm, and it's tougher than you think, and they're only like 5.
But if you needed to throw an elbow, like just like jab an elbow,
I mean,
you
yes,
could.
If I really wanted to, I could fucking launch him into
push game to shove.
But that's a
if foot came to launch, he would be in oblivion in about 0.2 seconds.
We'd have a new satellite, is basically what would be going on.
So I think 60 is the number.
After 20, I think it's negligible.
It's a horse. Until you just get too exhausted to keep fighting.
It's horse apiece. Yeah, just keep bringing them in.
It's an 1,100 square foot room. They're going to have to come in waves at some point.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I guess how many 8-year-olds can you fit in 1,100 square feet? That's the biggest question. I think there's your answer right there. You know?
That's very well said, Ryan.
Probably 1,000.
That being said, we do not condone harming any 8-year-olds. We would never harm a child. We wouldn't do anything like that.
No, so. Unless you feel threatened yourself and have to use self-defense. I mean,
by
60-year-olds.
De-escalate the situation.
But again, this is all hypothetical. We would never do anything like this.
Yep.
Is that it?
Yep, here? We're done. Yep.
Okay, what a question to end on.
Wait. The cash register bit. Was it man, boss, and honey?
Chief? Oh my god.
Chief, boss, or boss man?
And what would I
do you like to be called? What would you like to be called out of those three?
By the cash register.
Stranger like the person at the cash register.
I kind of secretly hope that the patrons keep making their questions harder and harder to read.
I'm going
to
cut this out of the pod.
No.
I'm going boss man.
You already went, honey.
Oh, you're right. But.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of You Betcha Radio. If you'd like to submit your questions, go to patreon.com/YouBetchaRadio or go to the Patreon app, search us up, subscribe up, ask your questions away. Is that it, Ryan?
That's all I got.
Guys, thanks for tuning in. May your 8-year-olds be manageable. And may your cast registers call you honey. Cheers, Ryan.
Oh, you betcha. Yeah.
Yeah.